Hello, I'm Jonathan Earnshaw, co-editor-in-chief of BJS British Journal of Surgery. Here are a few comments about the June issue of BJS that might encourage you to read it. First, a few words about surgical infection, a scourge of many aspects of surgical practice. The BJS special issue for 2017 is on this subject, and there are just a few weeks left to prepare an article on the topic for submission. The closing date is the end of July. We're looking for articles about surgical infection that have a clear, evidence-based clinical message, just like the systematic review in the June BJS that explores whether antibiotics are really beneficial in patients with acute cholecystitis. Van Dijk and colleagues from the Netherlands reviewed trials that included nearly 6,000 patients and found little evidence of benefit from antibiotics, either in patients managed conservatively or those scheduled for early cholecystectomy. There was a similar paper in the May BJS casting doubt on the value of antibiotics for simple hand injuries requiring surgery. This type of article with a clear clinical message would be ideal for next year's special issue, which is shaping up to be a valuable and interesting read. Just to add, we are interested in the science of infection too, as illustrated by the leader this month by Dr. Peters from Amsterdam, looking at how molecular biology could transform the diagnosis and treatment of surgical site infection. Now, switching topics. There are four papers on liver resection for cancer in this month's BJS that will be of particular interest to liver surgeons. Margonis and colleagues from the Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, USA, noted that a low postoperative platelet count was associated with inhibited liver regeneration after resection. This is a possible marker of adverse recovery, but also leads to the possibility that improving the platelet count might make a difference. Italian surgeons compared laparoscopic and open liver resection and found the usual short-term advantages for keyhole techniques. Okamura and colleagues from Japan studied preoperative neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio and found it was a marker of adverse tumour behaviour. And Chinese surgeons assessed the value of response to transarterial chemoembolization as a means of selecting patients for subsequent hepatectomy. Responders seem to do better. This is also an opportune moment to mention the China edition, a virtual edition of BJS, which we've made to celebrate the increasing number of submissions from China. Watch out for it. It'll be available through the BJS website in the near future. If you're not a liver surgeon, there are still lots of other papers of interest in the June BJS. This month's free article is a leader exploring how 3D printing technology can assist the surgeon. There's a large French collaborative study looking at the effects of neoadjuvant chemotherapy for patients with early-stage esophageal cancer, and a very reassuring national report from Sweden examining mortality after anti-reflux surgery, which was less than 0.1%. In his editor's comment, Chetel Sarida suggests that fears over the risks of surgery should not put patients off fund application, which is a valuable alternative to a lifetime of medication. The randomised trial in the current issue is from Verhaan and colleagues in the Netherlands. It studies whether the use of self-gripping mesh reduces post-operative pain after open inguinal hernia repair in a trial that includes almost 400 patients. Other useful papers include a systematic review on calf vein thrombosis that suggests anticoagulation is not beneficial, and a study from Dublin, Ireland, which concludes that a bone scan is no longer an obligatory part of the diagnostic workup in patients with breast cancer if CT is done instead. And finally, Sequeira and Goff from Leeds have shown that the use of a minimum number of procedures as a guide to training is not a good reflection of operative competence. They suggest the key components of good training are protected time in the operating theatre that focuses on skill development and the use of competence assessment rather than just a numbers game. That's all for this month. Thank you for listening.